Verse 28. Marvel not at this, at the fact that God has given Christ authority to execute judgment. For the hour is coming in the which all that are in their graves shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done good to the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil to the resurrection of damnation. See, this is Christ speaking in doctrine. This is another point. Anytime it talks about the dead in where we're teaching the doctrine. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Look at my study on 1 Corinthians 15. Look at my study on 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Any time we talk about where the dead are and we're talking doctrine, meaning we're trying to teach a point about where the dead are and about the dead and about the resurrection of the dead, the teaching is always consistent. And when Jesus takes this up in a parable, you can't overthrow that which is taught in doctrine for the sake of something taught in a parable. If you do that, then you totally ruin the whole point of having doctrine. It's just like, we're just going to make it up as we go along. Because you have to take it in context. You can't have what was said in one place overthrow what is said in 50 others. And this one place happens to be a parable. And the things taught in it are very remarkable, very questionable. There's a place called Abraham's bosom. There's a place called, you know, where they can look up from their graves, even though the Old Testament says their thoughts perish. No, they're looking up from their graves. And that thing I read from Psalm 146, that's not the only place. It's all over the place. Yeah, the spirits return to God, but the soul remains in hell. Just like with Jesus, when he died on the cross, he gave up the ghost. The ghost went to God, but the soul was not left in hell. And the soul is the personal part of the person. Because John the Baptist came in the spirit and power of Elijah. But he didn't come in the soul of Elijah. He came in the same spirit. Two men could have the identical same spirit, but be two different people. That's why if your spirit returns to God, it doesn't mean your person returns to God. If David's spirit is returned to God, then David is not. Because according to the apostle Peter in Acts, he says, David is not ascended into heaven. We know he's going, and I'll tell you what, according to the book of Ezekiel, and according to a lot of other writings, that David is going to be in the kingdom of God, in spite of all his sins, because the mercy of God was not taken from him. He's going to be in the kingdom of God. And so, but I'll tell you what, he's not there now. So Lazarus isn't there now, this man in the parable, because this man doesn't exist. It's merely an illustration of a point. And men wrestle and stumble with it as they do the other scriptures. They absolutely don't get it. That what Jesus is saying here, and some people say, well, it's not a parable. Well, look at the beginning. In chapter 16, verse 1, there was a certain rich man. Chapter 16, verse 19, there was a certain rich man. It follows the exact same formula of a parable. It's always was. And it's connected to what was said before. You got to be faithful with the word of God. You got to be faithful with God's truth. You can't just start making things up. And that's what this parable is about. It's about making things up. Just like the unjust steward made up the amount they owed their master. You can't make up the truth about the dead. You can't just make up whatever you want. It's easier for heaven and earth to pass away than for God's word to pass away. What God has said about the dead is true, and it's not going to change. And what he has said about divorce is true, and it's not going to change. And though men try to change it, because why? Because men have things that are highly esteemed among them, and they have itching ears, and they heap to themselves teacher, but God's word is sure. It doesn't change, and no matter what they say, they can't change it. They can take this out of context and take it out of its teaching, but you know what? Though one rose from the dead, they won't believe the truth, because they don't believe the truth that is already right before their eyes. And that's what it means.